Okay, the fourth thing I learned is to show us God's plan. God wants us to know his plan. So I wrote down, God wants me to know his plan. God wants me to be confident. God wants me to know I'm doing exactly what he called and designed me to do. Do you know what God called and designed you to do? Then boldly and confidently and humbly and submissively do it and go through life and let others see that you're following Christ. The fifth thing I found is the very last word of verse 1, John. You know what I thought? God picked the best guy to write Revelation because he was the one. Do you remember John? He's the one that Jesus loved. He's the one that's leaning on Christ, whispering to him during the Last Supper, saying, who's going to betray you? He's the one that got to go on all those inner circle things, you know, the transfiguration and inside when Jesus raises people from the dead. John really got the best. He was very young and very close to Christ. But he ended up, and look what I wrote. He wrote the gospel that presented Jesus as divine. Matthew presents him as king. Mark presents him as servant. Luke presents him as the perfect man. John presents him in his gospel by John as God, as divine. And so in Revelation, it continues John's list of sevens. You ever notice all the things that are sevens in John? You know, the seven titles of Christ in chapter 1 and the seven sign miracles and the seven I ams and all those things that are seven, seven, sevens. Well, John really gets a lot of them in the book of Revelation. And there's more about the deity of Christ in Revelation than any other book of the Bible. So that's amazing. Number 6, it's a divine source of daily blessing. Look at verse 3. Blessed. It's the only book of the Bible that says you get blessed for reading and hearing. So you guys are in for a double blessing. God said, as you read this book, and that's your assignment, you read the whole book that's in this, the syllabus, you're getting blessed doing that. And as you hear the book of Revelation read, God says you're blessed. So this is a unique book. But look at this. Number 7, God's pathway to the best life possible. God wants us to be blessed. How do we get blessed? By reading. That's directly being exposed to God's message. Personally studying the Bible. When I was your age, remember I went to Bible school and I was in Bible school at age 19. And my first professor said, you'll never teach the Bible until you've read the Bible through at least once for every year you are old. And I thought, oh no, I'm 19. I've only read the whole Bible once, and I read it because someone paid me $100. They said, if you read the whole Bible, we'll send you to camp, and it cost $100. And I couldn't, my parents were poor, I couldn't afford $100. And I said, I'll read it. And I carried it every day to school and read it and got my $100 and went to camp. And then I would just do roulette. From that point on, I would just go like this, you know, read a little bit of the Bible every day because I was supposed to, you know, it's whatever came up. So I get to Bible school, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life teaching the Bible, and the professor who taught the Bible like I'd never seen, this guy was blind. The one that said this, he was a blind Bible teacher. He was about 90, and he would quote the passage before he taught on it. And then one word or one phrase at a time, he'd teach through it. And I went, how do you know the Bible like that? So I went up afterward. I said, how do you know the Bible like that? And he was blind, so he kind of went toward the sound. I don't know if he knew where I was, but he was looking in my direction. And he said, son, he could tell I was a boy, son, you'll never teach the Bible till you've read it through at least once for every year you are old. How old are you? I said, 19. He said, how many times have you read the Bible? I said, once, because I had to for $100. And you know what? It changed my life. I made a chart of the 168 hours a week. I found out that it only takes 72 hours to read the whole Bible out loud. How do I know that? Because I bought the Bible on cassettes, tapes back then, and then CDs, and there are only 72 of them. 72 CDs is the whole Bible being read out loud. Not fast, just normal. A sixth grader can read the Bible out loud in 72 hours. That's what the people that record the Bible have found, because they have children's editions and the kids read it. So I said, wow, I have 168 hours a week and I want to read the Bible through and catch up with how old I am. And so I started crossing off everything I did that wasn't going to last forever. And I found that I had about 3 extra hours a day. And so I started reading. Actually, I had 2.5 hours a day. I started reading the Bible 2.5 hours a day when I was 19 years old. And by the time I was 21, I was on my 21st time through the Bible. And I was a completely different person. Did you know just reading it changes you? And every time I read, I looked for something different. I'd underline. The first time I read the Bible, I took a highlighter and I marked every name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit from cover to cover. The first thing that happened, I got to class after 1 month and people looked at my Bible. They said, we've never seen a person that their Bible's completely marked up. I said, oh, I just finished reading it this month. They went, this month? I said, yeah, I'm looking for every name of God. The second time I read, I looked for every prayer. Everyone that prayed, what they prayed for, how they prayed, where they were, all that took a whole month. Totally changed my understanding of prayer. Then I looked for all the prophecies in the Bible. Then I looked, you know what I mean? I started, and I still do that. I look for something all the way through. If you read it, directly expose yourself to God's message, He'll bless you. If you hear it, that means the goal was to block all the other voices. Have you ever talked to someone and all of a sudden they go, boop, put on their big, you know, beats things? You know what that means? Thanks for talking. I'm going back to what I was doing. Boop. Or they put their earbuds in. Or their AirPods or whatever they have. That's what this means. That you totally focus. You're listening. My three heroes are right there. George Mueller, C.T. Studd, Hudson Taylor. Those servants of the Lord transformed their generation because they had the habit of putting on those earphones and blocking everything out until they heard from God.